Hey, Emily, your producer here. Just a quick note before we jump in. This week, you're actually getting a chance to hear from Allie Heenan, friend of ours and former project manager, who's really mastered communicating between tech and non-tech team members and clients. We know this is going to be super valuable to you, but just want to let you know the voice you're hearing is Allie and that Morgan will be back next week.
You're listening to Effectively Human, a podcast where we close the knowledge gap between technology and the people who use it. Let's jump in.
We're back. Yeah. So the curse of knowledge is basically the idea that the more you know about a topic or a subject, the less able you are to judge like how much you're talking over someone's head. So for example, on a scale of 1 to 10, if I know a ton about soccer, like I'm at a level 10 knowledge about soccer, when I'm talking to someone who maybe is a beginner at soccer, I'm going to be talking to them at what I think is maybe a 2 or a 3. And I'm like, wow, I'm really down so that this person can understand what I'm talking about. But actually, I'm probably only down to like a 6 or a 7. But because I know so much, I can't even recognize that I'm still way over this person's head. And so, you know, the novice soccer player will be like, whoa, I have no idea what you're talking about. And only with that feedback can the super soccer player understand that they're still talking at a much higher level than where this person's at and this other person's like knowledge about whatever the subject is. And so that's the curse of knowledge, that like when you know a ton about something, you are much less able to understand where you are on that spectrum at any given moment. And especially in technology, that comes up all the time because as, you know, software development agencies, me as the project manager, I can think, oh, I'm really talking to this client on a level 3. And I think when I first started working and I was mostly non-technical project manager, I was actually talking to them on a 3. And then over time, now I'm probably talking to them at like a 5 or a 6, and I think I'm at a 2. And I've had to, like, people have given me feedback, like, what are wireframes? What's a scope of work? And for me, I'm like, oh, that's basics. But it's actually only basics now that I know what I know. Something that I'll say maybe is, are we on the same page, or are you tracking with what I'm sharing? And also, I think there's a little bit of, just with experience, you can kind of start to know when you're maybe both talking about something, but the way that you're defining what it is that you're talking about is different. And so in that moment, like pausing and being like, okay, you're saying this word, but it sounds like you actually mean something else. Is that true? And giving them an opportunity to kind of clarify. But it is a little difficult without being like, does that make sense? That's just the default question that I feel like everyone uses. It's difficult to find a way to ask that in a way that's like truly just seeking to understand. Brené Brown, I love what she says. She has all of these phrases that are meant to help just bring clarity. Her line is, clarity is kind, unclarity is unkind. And one of the phrases that she recommends to gain clarity is, or I guess a question is, can you help me understand blank? And so I think that's one way is, can you help me understand how all of this is sounding to you? Can you help me understand what knowledge you're bringing to the table, what experience you're bringing to the table? And then maybe based on that, you can kind of start to judge what terms you should define as you're speaking and what things you probably don't need to. A lot of it just, it comes down to empathy and perspective taking. Like, imagine you don't know anything about this subject and you walk into this meeting. What are some of, even like doing that as an exercise, I think could be super valuable with your developers on a team. You know, if you didn't know anything and you walked in and someone started sharing these words or explaining these processes, what would maybe be what you'd think about those things? What would be questions that you have? And start like getting used to being in the seat of someone that's not you, because ultimately that's what'll help you in those moments, is recognizing, oh, if I didn't know any of this, I would have no idea what wireframes are. I would have no idea, if I haven't been in the business world for a long time, I would have no idea what a scope of work is. There was something else just recently. Oh, the idea of buckets. I remember I used to work at the Apple store, and in our training, one of our managers was like, well, there are just a few different buckets that we put things in. And I was like, what do you mean buckets? Like, that idea was just so new to me. Where are the buckets? And he's like, no, it's like categories. And I'm like, okay, well, why don't you say categories? And he's like, because they're just like different buckets. And that did not make sense to me. And now that was like 7 years ago. Now I'm like, oh, well, we have a couple of different buckets that we put things in. And I know what that means now. But the first time I heard that, I was like, where are they though? Like, I don't get it. And so I think part of that comes with just perspective taking and being able to look back and recognize times that you were in a position where you didn't know anything and how some of those words and terms sounded to you at that point.
Thanks for listening to Effectively Human. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. And of course, you can always share it with somebody else to bridge the gap between humans and technology. I'm Morgan Lopes, signing off.